Should we have a further word prayer?
好不好？请我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us unto thyself.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你带领我们来到你面前。
Once more, we confess our need of you.
我们再一次向你承认。我们需要你。
Because without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we are nothing.
因为离开了你，我们什么都不能做；没有你，我们也什么都不是。
But we thank you.
主，但是我们感谢你。
Your desire is for all of us to live such a life that's acceptable in your sight.
你对我们每一个人的盼望，乃是我们过一个生活是蒙你喜悦的。
We thank you for such grace.
我们为着这样的恩典感谢你。
We thank you for such calling.
我们为着这样的呼召感谢你。
We thank you for such goodwill toward your people.
我们为着你向着你百姓这样的美意感谢你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
God is good.
神是何等的美善。
And we have tested that indeed he's good.
我们也尝过他真实是美善。
And tonight we pray that you enlarge our vision of yourself.
今天晚上我们求你扩大我们对你的看见。
Create in us a real longing for you.
在我们里面创造一个对你真实的渴慕。
We place ourselves.At your mercy.
我们把自己放在你的怜悯中。
Lord, bless your people.
主啊，求你祝福你的子民。
Not for our sake, but for your glory's sake.
不是为着我们的缘故，乃是为着你荣耀的缘故。
And your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we turn to 1 Peter chapter 2?
请我们翻到彼得前书第二章。
We'll read verse 5.
我们一同读第五节。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
请我们再翻到以弗所书第一章。
And we'll read from verse 3 to verse 6.
我们从第三节读到第六节。
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself,according to the good pleasure of his will.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
Now I want to take the liberty to read this passage from a different translation.
我想借着这个机会，从另外一个翻译的版本读给大家听。
As a New Living Literal Translation.
就是新的照着字义翻译的一个版本。
So language is very plain. Very language is very plain and easy to catch the thought that's behind it.
这个翻译用的语文是非常的平易近人，很容易能够抓住它背后的意思。
So please listen carefully.
所以请大家留意的听。
Long ago, even before he made the world,
在许久以前，甚至在他创造世界以前，
God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in his eyes.
神爱我们，并且在基督里面拣选我们，使我们
holy
成为圣洁
without,
而且在他的眼中没有任何的错误。
His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure.
他那不改变的计划一直是要来接纳我们进入他自己的家庭，好把我们借着基督耶稣带到他自己的面前。
So we praise God for the wonderful kindness he has poured out on us because we belong to him, or we belong to his dear beloved son.
刚才最后有一句话漏了翻译。
Yeah.
而那样做给他自己带来极大的喜悦，所以我们赞美神，为着他那奇妙的恩慈，他向着我们每一个人所倾倒下来，因为我们是属于他自己亲爱的儿子的。
Okay. Now that's all the scriptures we'll read for now.
这是我们今天晚上所要读所有的经文。
From this few verses we find in the book Ephesians.
在以弗所书我们所读这几节的经文里，
we come to a very clear conclusion.
我们可以来到一个非常清楚的结论。
What was really in God's heart before the creation of man?
在神还没有创造万有之前，在他心中对着人的意念是什么呢？
Before he worked, he already had a plan.
在他工作之前，他已经有了一个计划。
And this plan for man, God, man was created for the purpose so that man will be acceptable in his sight.
这一个向着人的意念，神要创造人，乃是要使人在他的心目中是可蒙悦纳的。
Now I think I have to repeat that one more time.
我想我还要再重复一次。
Man was created for the purpose of being accepted by God.
神创造人是为着一个目的，要使人在神的心中是可悦纳的。
Because God, whatever God creates, must be good.
因为神他所创造的必须是美好的。
What God creates must be according to His good will.
神所创造的都必定是照着他的美意。
And therefore, what He created must be acceptable in His sight.
所以他所创造的必须在他的眼目中是可悦纳的。
And so before man's creation, God already determined that He will have a people, that He will put them in Christ Jesus, so that they will be holy without blame before him in love.
所以在人还没有创造之前，神在他的意念中 就有对着人有这样的心意，就是要人在他的爱子耶稣基督里面是可蒙悦纳，没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
And so in God's creation of all things, in man he has his highest thought for them.
所以当神创造人的时候，在他的创造中，人是他那最高的心意。
So when God said, "Let us make man,"
所以当神说让我们来造人的时候
，according to our image and according to our likeness，
照着我们的形象，照着他的样式。
God is saying, "This man I'm about to create will be acceptable to me."
在那里，神所说的话乃是：这个我要创造的人，必须是我所能够悦纳的。
That is God's intention for each man that He created.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这乃是神对所他创造的每一个人的那个意图。
God never want us to be unacceptable to Him.
神从来没有一个意念要我们在他眼中是不能被接受的。
That is not God's thought.
那不是神的意念。
We are unaccepted to Him is because our own undoing.
我们所以在他眼中不能蒙悦纳，乃是因为我们的行为。
We are being accepted and accepted as we are now is not because God's fault, it is our own fault.
我们如今所以不能被他悦纳，不是神的错误，而是我们人的错误。
God's intention for man is that man should be acceptable to him in his sight.
神向着人的意图乃是对他而言和对他儿子而言，人是可悦纳的。
So brothers, that we have to settle.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一个我们要确定。
God never intend us to sin.
神从来没有一个意愿要人犯罪。
And for us to be acceptable, for us to be acceptable in his sight.
要我们在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
We find in the book of Genesis.
我们在创世纪里面看见。
Once man was created.
当人一被造出来。
They were brought in front of that tree of life.
他们就被带到生命树的面前。
God is telling man.
神告诉人说。
Your acceptance by me.
你是被我所接纳的。
Your acceptance by me is depending on this tree of life. This tree of life is the key of your acceptance by me, and you are being acceptable to me.
这个生命树乃是你能够被我接纳，并且被我喜悦的那个关键。
And that's why immediately after man was created, God offered His very life to man.
这是为什么？当人一被创造的时候，神就将他自己的生命要赐给人。
Because God's life is our way to being accepted. God's life is God's way for our being acceptable in His sight.
因为神自己的生命乃是我们能够被神接纳和被他喜悦的唯一的道路。
And so we read that, we find that verse in First Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
所以我们可以从以弗所书第一章第四节里面看见。Yes.
So before the foundation, God's thought was that we should be holy, blameless before Him in love.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
And for us to be accepted by Him and be acceptable to Him, God placed us in Christ Jesus.
为着要能够在他面前可被接纳，并且蒙喜悦。
Because
神就把我们放在耶稣基督里面。
Because in God's sight, there's only one person who is perfectly acceptable in His sight.
因为在神的眼中，只有一位是他能够完全可接纳并且喜悦的。
And that's His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那乃是他的爱子，我们的主耶稣基督。
And so for Him to accept us, and for us to be acceptable to Him, God placed us in Christ Jesus.
所以为着要叫他能够接纳我们，并且喜悦我们，神就把我们放在耶稣基督里。
Now I want to read another verse.
我要读另外一处的经文。
It's 1 Corinthians 1:30.
在哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
Okay, now I'm going to read this from the New Literal Translation.
我要再从新的字义翻译的版本。
Okay. So you listen carefully, okay?
所以请大家留意的听。
God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus.
唯有神自己使那可能的，对我们来讲可能的，就是我们能够在基督耶稣里。
Okay, I'll read it again. God alone made it possible for you to be in Jesus Christ.
神自己使我们能够在基督耶稣里变成可能。
唯有神 ，Only God，
唯有神
can make it possible。
可以使它成为可能。
That's right. Only God alone can make it possible for us to be in Christ Jesus.
唯有神自己能够使它变成可能，使我们能在基督耶稣里。
Okay. Now that's God's doing. Put us in Christ Jesus.
这乃是神的作为，把我们放在基督耶稣里。
And once we are in Christ Jesus,
当我们在基督耶稣里之后
，He is the one who made us acceptable to God.
他乃是那一位使我们能够被神所悦纳。
Now I feel this few thoughts I want to share, I think is very crucial, very important.
我想这几个意念我要和大家分享的是非常关键、非常重要的。
Only God alone has the power and the love to put us in Christ Jesus.
唯有神自己有那个能力和爱把我们放在基督耶稣里。
Because only Christ.Who is the one that can make us acceptable to God?
因为也唯有基督，他是那一位能够使我们在神的眼中是可悦纳的。
So, what is just God's standard for our being accepted and for our being acceptable to Him is all in Christ Jesus.
神要我们能够被他接纳，并且蒙他喜悦的那个标准，都在。基督耶稣里。
So apart from Christ, God accepts nothing.
所以离开了基督，神什么都不接受。
God only accepts that which is of His Son.
神只能接受他独生子。
So because He wants to accept us, therefore He gives His Son or He places us in His Son.
因着他要接纳我们，所以他就把我们放在他的爱子。
Now, God, that is God's thought for all of us.
这个意念乃是神向着我们所有人的。
There is no thought higher than this thought.
没有一个比这个更高的意念了。
There's no thought more precious, more dear to us than this thought.
对我们而言，没有更亲切、没有更高的这一个意念。
But unfortunately, man made himself unacceptable to God.
然而很不幸的，人使得自己是变成神所不能接纳的。
By not listening to God's word，
借着不听神的话语。
Unbelief makes us unacceptable to Him。
不信使我们在神的眼中变成不能接受的。
Believing in Him makes us acceptable in His sight。
相信他。使我们在他的眼中变成可以接纳的。
And brothers and sisters, our being unacceptable to him is not his fault, it's our own doing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够被神接纳，不是神的错，而是我们的行为。
But God will not give man up.
但是神却从来不放弃人。
Because he created man to be acceptable to him.
因为他创造人的时候是要人能够蒙他所喜悦。
And thank God for that unchanging will of His.
这是我们要感谢神，这是他不改变的旨意。
So after Adam sinned against God.
所以当亚当犯罪得罪神之后
，God will not give up our first parents.
神并没有把我们的始祖放弃了。
Because when they make themselves unacceptable to God.
当他们使自己在神的眼中不能接纳的时候
，Of course, it was their shame, it was their loss.
当然，那是他们的羞耻，也是他们的损失。
But the loss to God is bigger than the loss to man.
但是，这个损失对神来讲呢，比对人来讲要更好。
Because man was created to be acceptable in His sight.
因为神造人的时候是要人在他的眼中可蒙悦纳。
And so when man become unacceptable,
所以当人变成不能接纳的时候
，it was a big loss to God.
那个对神来讲也是一个大的损失。
Of course, it's our loss as well.
当然，对我们来讲也是一个损失。
And because His love.Because His unchanging will toward man.
然而，因着他的爱和他向着人那不改变的旨意。
In that shameful, lost condition, God sought them out.
在他们那个可羞耻的失落的光景里面，神来寻找他们。
So God walked in the cool of the day and asked Adam, "Where are you? Where are you?"
所以，当天气晚了，有凉风的时候，神在。园中行走，呼喊说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
So if we trace the history of man in the Bible,
若是我们来查考圣经和人的历史
，from beginning to the end,
从开头到结束
，the one work that God is doing,
神一直做的一个工作
，is to restore man so that man can be acceptable to God's heart.
乃是恢复人，使人在神的心中变成可蒙悦纳。
Because that's God's pleasure.
因为那乃是神所喜悦的。
That will give God delight.
那是神的心欢喜。
And therefore, God never gave man up.
所以神从来没有放弃过人。
Unfortunately, we give ourselves up.
很可惜的，我们却放弃我们自己。
So right in the Garden of Eden, God sought Adam out.
所以。就在伊甸园里面，神就来寻找亚当。
Now you know, so Adam and Eve they try to cover up their shame.
我们知道亚当和夏娃呢，他们想要遮盖他们自己的羞耻。
Now the reason why we cover our shame is that we hope somehow in our own doing, God will accept us.
我们要遮盖自己羞耻的原因，乃是我们认为。借着我们自己的行为，神能够再接纳我们。
But it's not unacceptable to God.
但是呢，在神的眼中是不蒙接纳。
And so we find in the scripture, right there after they fail.
所以我们在圣经上，在他们刚刚失败的之后。
And we read that God clothed our first parents with animal skin.
我们看见我们的神为我们的始祖用。兽皮做了衣服，用皮子做衣服。
So the covering of their shame was provided by God, not their own provision.
所以他们所以能够遮盖羞耻，乃是神所预备的，而不是他们自己做成的。
So God is saying to us,
神乃是对我们这样说
，to cover our shame,
要遮盖我们的羞耻
，and to find a way back to God.
并且要找到一条路回到神那里。
That way alone must be provided by God Himself.
那唯一的道路必须是神来预备的。
And so God clothed them, our first parent, with the animal skin.
所以神用兽的皮子做衣服为我们的始祖穿上。
On one hand, it covered their shame.
一面来说遮盖了他们的羞耻。
On the other, it's hinting to us.For their approach to God in the right way, they had to rely on another life other than themselves.
从另外一面来说，神好像暗示给我们看见，要回到神的面前，那一条道路不在我们自己，乃是另外一个生命必须牺牲。
Because we are now unacceptable.
因为我们现在在神的眼中是不能接纳。
We need another life that is acceptable to God to.Cover our shame and to be in us the acceptability to God.
我们需要另外一个生命，在神的眼中是可蒙悦纳的，他来遮盖我们，并且进到我们里面，好使我们蒙神悦纳。
And that's what we find in the offering of Abel.
这乃是我们看见亚伯所献上的祭的意义。
Now the emphasis of the offering of Abel is not so much of our sins being forgiven.
在亚伯的记忆里面，他所强调的并不光在于我们的罪得着了赦免。
The emphasis of Abel's offering is not so much of our sin being forgiven, but our acceptance before a holy God.
亚伯所献的祭，它里面所强调的不 仅仅在于我们的罪得着了赦免，而在于他所献上的在神的眼中是可悦纳的。
So would you take me to Genesis chapter 4?
所以好不好请我们一同翻到创世纪第四章。
We'll read verse 3 and verse 4.
我们读第三、第四节
and five,、yeah.
到第五节。
Okay. Genesis 4, 3, 4, 5.
创世纪第四章三到五节。
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord.
有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物，献给耶和华。
Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel in his offering.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
For now, we'll just read up to verse 4.
我们现在就只读到第四节。
Now, let's read verse 4 one more time.
我们再读第四节，再读一次。
Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Now, brothers, this is the first mention of a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣经中第一次提到祭物。
But it's interesting to notice this, that in this sacrifice, no blood was mentioned.
但是很有趣的，在这里所记载献祭的时候，没有提到血。
But fat is mentioned.
但是脂油却提到了。
We know for sure you cannot offer an animal and the fat without that animal being killed.
我们可以确定的，若是我们献上那个牲畜的脂油，若不将它杀了，是不可能的。
On the other hand, there's no true acceptance in God's sight unless sin has been dealt with.
从另外一面来说，若是我们罪不得赦免，神也不能悦纳那个祭物。
But in God's heart.The emphasis, what is dear to him, is not so much our sins forgiven, but is our acceptance to him.
但是在神的心中，对他所重要的不仅仅是罪得着赦免，乃是我们在他心中能够蒙悦纳。
Now with us, our sins forgiven is very important.
对我们而言，我们的罪能够蒙赦免，那是非常重要的。
But with God.Our acceptance is mere more important than our sin forgiven.
但是对神而言，我们在他心中蒙悦纳，比罪得赦免要更重要。
With us, forgiveness is the end. We achieve our goal.
对我们来讲，得着赦免，那就是我们的目的。
But with God, forgiveness is just the process.Of us being accepted in His sight.
但是在神的眼中，罪得赦免只不过是一个过程，让我们在他的眼中可蒙悦纳。
And brothers, God forgive you and forgive me.
弟兄姊妹们，神赦免你也赦免我。
It's not that we are forgiven and that's it.
并不只是说我们蒙赦免了，那就是全部了。
But the end, the purpose of our sins being forgiven is our acceptance in His sight.
但是它的结局和目的乃是在他的眼中我们变成可悦纳的。
And so, we read here that Abel offered that animal and fat, and the Lord had respect of Abel and his sacrifice.
所以在这里记载，当亚伯献上羊的脂油和那个羊，那么神就看中了亚伯和他的供物。
So, but it's the sacrifice. The emphasis here is not so much for sin to be forgiven, but our acceptance before a holy God.
所以在这里，祭物不仅仅是指着我们的罪得着赦免，乃是在圣洁的神面前，我们变成可悦纳的。
Forgiveness meet our need.
赦免满足了我们的需要。
But acceptance meets the heart of God of love.
但是可悦纳使神他那爱的心得着了满足。
Now I want to touch just a little bit on the offering of Cain.
我也要稍微的讲一点该隐的祭物。
Okay, now Cain's offering was rejected.
该隐的祭物是不蒙悦纳被拒绝的。
Now I'm sure we all know that he just offered what do you think is the best to God.
我们确定的都知道该隐是献上他最好的给神。
And that is the work of his own hand.
那乃是他手所做的工作。
And the fruit of this cursed world.
在这一个被咒诅的地上所产生的结果。
Cain's thought is that God should accept what he offers.
在该隐的心中，他想神应该接受他所献上的。
Because in his own estimation,What he offered to God was good enough for God.
因为在他自己的目的里面，他所献上的应该是神可以接受的。
But without realizing his standard of goodness and God's standard of goodness are far so far apart.
但是他并不明白他所站的那个好和神的那个美善之间有很大的距离。
Now even though he offered a wrong offering, the offering that God cannot accept.
虽然他献上的是一个错误的祭，那么那个祭呢，也是神所不能接受的。
But God will not give him up either.
神也并没有把他放弃。
God came and talked to Cain.
神就特别来找该隐说话。
Okay, now we can read verse 5 and verse 6.
现在我们可以来读第五节、第六到第七节。
But God did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
只是看不中该隐和他的公物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Now you know, God could at this point and just say forget about it.
神在这个点上面会不会这样说呢？我们就放弃了吧。
You did the wrong thing.
因为你做错事了。
You make yourself unacceptable to me.
你使你自己对我而言是不能接受的。
So that's it.
所以呢？到此为止。
And God was perfectly right about it.
神在这件事情上，他有这样的权利。
That's right. So God can just turn his face away from Cain and say, and that's it.
神可以呢，向该隐转背，而且告诉他说到此为止。
But love goes always do all walk all the extra mile.
但是在爱中永远走第二里路。
Okay, so we read verse 6.
所以我们读第六节。
Okay, God spoke first.
神先说话。
God said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?"
耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？”
Now, if you do well, you will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Now this is another version I want to read about this passage.
这是另外一个翻译版本，我要再读这一段的经文。
The Lord said, "Why are you so angry, and why do you look dejected?" The Lord said to Cain, "He said, why do you look so angry?" And why do you feel dejected?
神对该隐说：“你为什么这样的生气呢？”而且神也问他说：“为什么你看起来好像被弃绝了呢？”
And then God said more.
那么神再说了。
He said, "You will be accepted if you respond the right way."
若是你是在一个对的方式里面回应，你就能够被接受。
If you refuse to respond correctly, then watch out. Sin is waiting to attack and destroy you.
若是你拒绝照一个对的方式来反应的话，你就要留意，因为罪在等候着要攻击你，并且毁灭你。
God said, "You will be accepted if you respond the right way."
神说呢？若是你用一个对的方式来回应的话，你就可以被接受。
Now, Abel somehow responded the right way.
我们知道呢，亚伯他用了一个对的方式来回应。
And somehow Cain don't call on to the right way, and he resorted to doing his own way.
而该隐呢，他却没有抓住那个对的方式，他用他自己的错误的方式。
Okay. Now both children, they belong to the same parents.
这两个孩子，他们是同一个父母所生的。
They saw their parents.
他们看见他们的父母。
They saw their parents' clothing.
他看见他们父母所穿的衣服。
They knew that their parents' clothing were not their own provision, were God's provision.
他们知道他们父母所穿的衣服不是自己预备的，乃是神所预备的。
And somehow, in through God's provision of their clothing, they can cover their shame.
而借着神给他们的预备，他们能够遮盖自己的羞耻。
Now, when shame is covered, that is a ground for us to approach God.
当羞耻被遮盖了，那乃是我们能够进到神面前的那个立场。
So the covering of us.
所以我们的遮盖
is for approach.
乃是为着进前来。
Now there's a brother, he put it in a very beautiful way.
有一位弟兄，他用一个很美的方式来说。
He said, God always gives light for faith to act upon.
神永远赐给我们亮光，好叫我们的信心能够来运用。
Let me repeat it again.
让我再说一次。
God always gives light for faith to act upon.
神一直赐下亮光，为着我们的信心能够来运用。
Okay. Now, for example.
举一个例子。
For example. How are we saved? How are being saved by the Lord? How are we saved?
我们是怎样得救的呢？我们怎样蒙主的拯救呢？
What is the ground for our faith to act upon?
我们信心运用的那个立场根基是什么呢？
Is somehow through the Holy Spirit we see that we are sinners.
乃是借着圣灵使我们能够看见我们是罪人。
But that's not all.
但是那不全部，不是全部。
That is by the preparation.
那乃是一个预备。
But ultimately, Holy Spirit show us.The Savior.
但是最后圣灵乃是要向我们启示我们的救主。
Because in Him there's true deliverance.
因为唯有在他里面才有真实的拯救。
And when we see God's provision,
当我们看见神的预备
，that we could be saved.
我们可以蒙拯救。
By the finished work of Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣基督所完成的工作
，we act upon that. Our faith acts upon that.
我们的信心乃是根据于那个而行动的。
Then we are saved.
那么我们就得救了。
God gives light to us that we are sinners.
神赐给我们亮光，让我们看见自己是罪人。
Without divine light, none of us would admit we are sinners.
没有神圣的光照，没有一个人能够承认自己是罪人的。
Also, the divine light shows us Christ is the way.
并且那个神圣的光照让我们看见基督乃是那条道路。
And so faith acts upon the light that's given to us.
所以信心乃是照着所赐给我们的亮光来运用的。
So in my thinking,
所以在我的思想意念
Abel acts upon that light.
亚伯乃是照着那个亮光来行动。
But Cain refused.To act on that light, upon that light.
但是该隐却拒绝照着那个亮光来行动。
Cain thought that his way is just as good as God's way.
该隐认为呢，他的道路呢，跟神的道路是一样好。
But his way was the way of rejection.
但是他的道路乃是被拒绝的道路。
And Abel's way was the way of acceptance.
亚伯的道路乃是蒙接纳的道路。
Because in Christ there's forgiveness.
因为在基督里面。才有赦免。
Because Christ is our deliverer.
并且基督是我们的拯救者。
Christ is our sanctification.
并且基督是使我们成圣的那一位。
Christ is our acceptance before God.
基督乃是我们在神面前可被接纳的。
And so Abel's offering was accepted and Cain's offering was rejected.
所以亚伯的祭物被接受了，而该隐却被拒绝了。
And so the heart of the gospel is not so much our sins forgiven. The heart of the gospel is for our acceptance.
所以 福音的那个中心呢，不是我们的罪蒙赦免了，乃是我们在基督里面蒙悦纳了。
God pays such a price is not just to forgive us. He paid that price to gain us for himself.
神付了那极重的代价，不仅仅是为着我们蒙赦免，乃是使我们能够被悦纳。
So Abel's offering was for acceptance.
所以亚伯的他献的祭物乃是为着被接受。
Because God was pleased.
因为神得着了喜悦。
Because he knows, he knew what was in God's heart.
因为他知道在神的心中是什么。
Is to gain him, not what he can offer up to him.
乃是要借着他所献上的来得着他这个人。
So brothers, that is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们，那是非常重要的。
Now in our experience as the Lord's people,
我们作为神的子民，我们的经验
，His work with us，
他在我们身上的工作。
Now there are two sides，
有两方面。
Our new birth is for our acceptance，
我们的重生乃是要我们能够被接纳。
But our consecration is for His acceptance，
但是我们的奉献自己，乃是为着他能够接纳我。
Now, brothers, to me, that is very crucial.
弟兄姊妹们，那对我来讲是非常重要的、
Now、
关键。
In our experience, in our spiritual experience,
在我们基督徒的经历里
，we know we are all accepted.
我们都知道我们已经被接纳了。
But we have to be honest. Not all of us live a life that's acceptable to Him.
但我们都要向自己承认，诚实的承认，不是我们每一个人在神的眼中看都是可喜悦、可悦纳的。
So that is what the Lord is really after.
所以那乃是神真实所要得着。
Are totally acceptable to Him.
我们要完全在他面前是蒙悦纳的。
Now I'm just going to have an overview of some of the books we find in the Bible.
所以我们要快快的来看一下在圣经中的几卷书。
Okay. Now we will not go into those specific chapters or verses.
我们不会去读特别的章节。
And just have an overview.
我们只是一个总览。
Exodus, the first 15 chapters of Exodus is for our acceptance.
在出埃及记的头十五章，乃是为着叫我们能够被神接纳。
Just like the book of Romans，
正好像罗马书。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11，
从第一章到第十一章
，is for our acceptance，
是为着我们能够被接纳。
So if you read some of this more contemporary translation，
若是我们读一些现代的翻译版本
，For example， the word justification，
例如这一个称义这个字
，or the word of reconciliation，
或者那一个和好的这个字
，they translate as we are now acceptable to him。
那被翻译作我们现在在他眼中是可悦纳的。
We are justified，
我们被称义了
，because we are now acceptable to him。
因为我们现在对他而言是可接纳的。
We are accepted before him。
我们在他面前被接纳了。
And then from chapter 12 onward，
然后从十二章以后
，it is all about our being acceptable to him。
那乃是讲到我们在他面前可得蒙悦纳。
Because to know what is acceptable to him， we need to live a consecrated life。
因为要认识我们在他眼中是可悦纳的，我们必须要过一个奉献的生活。
And so let's look at those two verses we find in Romans 12.
所以我们请大家一同读罗马书十二章的两节。
Okay, Romans 12:1-2.
罗马书十二章一二节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now being accepted and being acceptable，
被接纳和蒙悦纳
，are the two ends of one thing。
这是一件事的两端。
From this end is our being accepted。
在这一端乃是我们被接纳了。
But the other end is our being acceptable。
但是另外一边乃是说到我们在他眼中是可悦纳的。
But between accepted and being acceptable, there's a process。
但是在被接纳和蒙悦纳之间有一个过程。
Suppose we are wrong in that process。
若是我们在那个过程中错误了。
But we are now in that process. We are not in the midst of that process, but within the two ends.
现在我们是在那一个，在两端的那个过程中。
That's right. We are now. We know we accepted. We know we are now accepted.
我们知道我们已经被接纳。
That's right. And God is working in us to make us acceptable to Him. In the end.
神现在在我们里面做工，在这个过程中带我们到蒙悦纳的那一个结局。
When we are acceptable to Him, then God's heart will be delighted.
当我们在他眼中是可悦纳的，那么神的心就喜悦。
That will give pleasure to His heart.
那个叫他的心欢喜。
Because we are all created to be acceptable in His sight.
因为我们每一个人都是被创造，要在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
So the first 15 chapters of the book of Exodus.
所以在前面的十五章，就是在出埃及记的头十五章。
Those chapters are for our being accepted.
那些章节所讲到的，乃是我们能够被接纳。
But from chapter 25 onward.
但是从二十五章以后。
It is for our being acceptable in His sight.
乃是为着我们在他的眼中可以成为可喜悦、可悦纳。
Because from chapter 25 on, we see there's a people that are consecrated totally to the Lord.
因为从二十五章开始，我们看见有一般的子民，他们完全将自己献给神。
They offer themselves up to God for God to work that acceptability into them.
他们将自己献给神，好叫神能够把那个可以接纳的性质坐在他们里面。
And from chapter 25 onward, all the furnitures, all the furnitures, all the utensils, all everything about the tabernacle.
从二十五章开始，那里讲到圣殿里面所有的事物和器具。
To be acceptable to God, must everything must be done according to the pattern.
为着要在神的眼中是可蒙悦纳的，都要照着所启示出来的样式来做。
And so we see here God's standard for acceptance is none other but Christ Himself.
所以我们可以看见神的那个标准，他的样式，除了基督以外没有别的。
Everything must conform to Him.
每一件事都必须磨成他的样式。
Anything less than Himself, God will not accept.
若是少于他自己，神就没有办法接纳。
And so at the end of the book of Exodus,
所以在出埃及记的结束。
And when everything was finished, all the work was finished, all the works were finished.
当所有的工作都完成的时候。
Now you notice Moses examined each piece of those furniture, everything in detail, and he examined thoroughly.
我们看见摩西在那里非常仔细地去检查所造的每一件事。
Make sure everything is according to what God revealed to him on the mountain.
要确定的，每一件事物都是照着神在山上所启示他的样式。
There's no deviation.
没有一点的偏差。
It must be exactly the way Moses saw it on that mountain.
每一件事都必须是照着摩西在山上所见到的那个确定的样式。
And thank God when Moses examined each piece of this furniture, he found them perfectly patterned, that pattern he saw on the mount.
感谢神，摩西去检查的时候发现每一个器具、每一件事物都是照着他在山上所见的样式所做的。
And after Moses put them all together,
当摩西把他们都放在一起的时候
and he sprinkled blood,
他就撒上血
and he sprinkled oil,
他就撒上油
it cleansed,
他们就蒙了洁净
and the Holy Spirit came in,
圣灵就进来
the Holy Spirit is represented by the oil.
那个膏油乃是预表着圣灵。
Okay, the Holy Spirit cannot come to us unless there's something correspond to Christ.
若是我们里面没有是照着基督的样式，圣灵就不能降下。
And so when everything was put in place,
所以当每一件事都放在该放的位置
，God's glory filled that tabernacle.
神的荣耀就充满那个会幕。
Now, how do we know that was acceptable to God?
我们怎么知道那在神的眼中是可悦纳的呢
？The glory of God was there.
神的荣耀在那里。
So when there's true acceptability before God, you see God's glory.
所以若是那里有真实被神悦纳的光景，我们定然看见神的荣耀。
Because what is acceptable to God reflects what God longs for.
因为那一个神所悦纳的，乃是反映出神心中所渴望的。
So after the tabernacle was erected.
所以当会幕建立起来以后
，And God's presence came down and filled that place.
神的同在就降下来，充满那一个地。
And we were told that the priest could not even enter into the temple, into the tabernacle to minister.
圣经告诉我们说，甚至连祭司们都不能进到会幕里面去。
Because when God is truly satisfied, there's no more work to be done.
因为当神真实满足的时候，就不再有工作需要我们做。
If God is happy, means the work is done.
若是神已经喜悦满足了，那么我们人就不需要做工了。
And brother, that is what God is looking for.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那乃是神所寻找的。
Whether it's spiritual house,
不论是灵工
or spiritual priesthood,
或者是属灵的祭司
or a sacrifice that we offer,
或者我们所献上的祭物
they must be all through Christ.
都必须要借着耶稣基督
，There must be Christ.
他必须是基督
，And God's glory will fill that place.
那么神的荣耀就要充满那个地方。
Now that's not the end.
那还不是结束。
So let's look at Leviticus, please. Would you tell me to the book of Leviticus?
好吧，我们再一同看利未记。
Now the temple was all in place now. The tabernacle is now in proper.Fitly properly fitted together.
现在我们看见会幕已经合适的支搭起来了。
And God comes in and took his residence in that tabernacle.
神也来到那里，他就住在那会幕中。
Okay, now we heard this morning our brother share God's heart is to dwell among his people.
今天早晨我们听见我们的弟兄交通，神的心意乃是要住在人中间。
And so when everything was properly fitted together according to the heavenly pattern, God comes in and take up his residence.
所以当每一件事物都照着天上的样式来建立在一起的时候，神就住在其中。
Now, God takes his abode now in the tabernacle.
现在神他将会幕当作他的居所。
And Leviticus, God is calling people to come to commune with him.And to offer sacrifices acceptable in His sight.
利未记乃是神呼召人到他的面前来与他交通，并且献上他心中可悦纳的祭物。
So let's read those couple of verses, chapter 1 of Leviticus.
我们好不好读利未记第一章的几节
？Okay. Now we find God is with His people now.
现在我们看见神与他的子民们同在。
He's now dwelling in their midst.
他现在住在他们的中间。
Okay, and now God speaks to them.
现在神向他们说话。
Okay, not from heaven, not from Mount Sinai, but right in their midst.
不是在天上，也不是在西乃山， 上，乃是在他们中间。
Now, brothers, it is a blessed thing to be found when God can speak to us in our midst.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若是神能够在我们中间说话，那是何等有福的一件事情。
That is a rich blessing.
那是一个极大的祝福。
Okay, Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
利未记第一章第一节。
Okay. Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of the meeting.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说。
Now he is not speaking from a distance. He is speaking right in the midst of his people.
他不是从远处来说话，现在乃是在他自己百姓的中间来说话。
He said, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when anyone of you brings an offering to the Lord, it shall be, you shall bring your offering of the flock, of the livestock, of the herd, and of the flock."
你小谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献公物给耶和华，要从牛群羊群中献牲畜为公物。
Now we find there's a people now that are acceptable to him.
现在我们看见有一般的子民在神的眼中是可蒙悦纳的。
It's when we are fully acceptable to him, then we can offer sacrifices that is acceptable in his sight.
当我们在他的眼中是完全可蒙悦纳的，我们才能献一个供物，在他眼中是可悦纳的。
So here we see the man, the offerer, is more important the thing of the offering he offers.
所以我们在这里看见那个奉献的人比他所要献上的祭物还要更重要。
Now I have to confess.
我必须要承认。
Because when I was reading these two books,Leviticus and the book of Numbers.
当我在读《利未记》和《民数记》这两卷的时候
，I have to confess, I have to readjust my understanding of these two books.
我必须要承认的，我要来调整我对这两卷书以往的那个领会。
Because God is now in the midst of His people.
因为现在神已经在他自己子民的中间。
And He's calling them to offer sacrifices that would be acceptable in His sight.
他呼叫他们，呼召他们到他面前来献上可悦纳的祭物。
Okay, what could be more beautiful than that?
还有什么是比这更美的呢？
But when you read through these two books,
但是当我们读这两卷书的时候，
there are many chapters,
有许多的章节里面，
devoting to cleansing and purification and all those things.
在那里花了很多的篇幅讲到去洁净并且把它洗净这一切的事物。
And what we can eat, what we cannot eat.
有哪些是我们可吃的，哪些不能吃的。
What we can do, what we cannot do.
哪些可行的，哪些是不能行的。
So when I read those two chapters, you know, we already found ourselves in that perfect place in relationship with the Lord Himself.
所以当我读这些经文的时候，我想到，我们已经在一个地位上面和神之间有一个完美的关系。
He's already in our midst.
他现在已经在我们中间了。
We are made acceptable before him.
我们已经在他面前是可蒙悦纳的。
And he even speak to us. He said, "Now offer up sacrifices that will please me."
他甚至向我们说，你们现在可以献一个我所喜悦的供物。
And many chapters devoted to the cleansing,
但是
the purifying, and what not to do, what not to eat.
但是还有许多的章节在那里讲到洗净和洁净的事物，哪些可吃，哪些不能吃。
So, brothers and sisters, there's a lesson here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里有一个功课。
We can never be more acceptable than we are already accepted or acceptable as the Lord Jesus Christ before God.
我们永远不可能比我们主耶稣在神的面前是更蒙悦纳的。
Okay, that was good. Let me speak again. Let me say it again. We can never be more acceptable to God than the acceptableness that's ours in Christ Jesus.
让我再说一遍，我们不可，除非我们是在我们主耶稣基督里面，我们就不可能在神的眼中是可蒙悦纳的。
Let me put it another way. We can never be more acceptable to God than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或许我再用另外一个方式说，我们不可能比我们主耶稣基督在神的眼中是更蒙悦纳的。
Okay, but boys, listen. But we have the option to be much less than what we ought to be.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们要说，我们有一个选择，就是我们可能会选择比神所悦纳的要低一点。
That's our problem.
那就是我们的问题。
There's no one we can surpass His acceptability before God in Christ. You know, there's no one we can surpass the acceptability of Christ.
我们不可能超越主耶稣基督那可蒙悦纳的程度。
But we all have the option to become less than what we ought to be in His sight.
但是我们都有一个可能的，就是我们降低了那个可蒙悦纳的标准。
And we all have the tendency.
我们都有那个倾向。
Because we are living in an acceptable world.
因为我们是住在一个我们所喜悦的世界中。
An acceptable world.
神所不能悦纳的世界中。
And we're easily to go the way of the world.
我们很容易照着世界的方式。
We're easy to pollute ourselves again.
我们很容易污染我们自己。
We are easily fallen from where we ought to be.
我们很容易从我们所应该在的那个光景中跌下来。
And so the chapters devoted to cleansing and purification and all these things is simply to maintain us in that state of acceptability before Him.
所以在那里洗净和洁净的那些过程，乃是要维持我们能够在神的面前可悦纳。
So, but we need His cleansing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要这些的洁净。
We need His purification.
我们需要他的洁净。
We need to live a separated life.
我们需要过一个分别的生活。
Because that is the way we can be kept from being polluted.
弟兄姊妹们，那乃是我们能够避免被污染的方式。
Because our being acceptable to Him is so precious in His sight.
因为我们在他的眼中能够蒙悦纳是何等的宝贵。
Because if we lose that, it's also His loss.
若是我们失落了那个，这也是神的损失。
So God wants to preserve that for Him. He wants to preserve that for Him. Therefore, He is doing all those things for us to maintain in that state of acceptability.
所以神要保守那一个，所以他把这些事物赐给我们，好叫我们维持那个稳定。
So we can come to one conclusion.
所以我们可以来到一个结论。
Our being acceptable to Him is more important to Him than to us.
我们对他而言是可悦纳的，对神是更重要的，比对我们而言。
And that's why He goes to all the details to keep us and to make us always acceptable in His sight.
这是为什么他把这些赐给我们，好叫我们蒙保守，一直在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
Now I'll just touch a little bit that we all need to grow in the Lord.
好，这我只是仅仅提到一点，我们在主面前成长所需要的。
Okay, now especially in the book of Numbers.
特别在民数记里。
It is their journeying from the wilderness into the promised land.
乃是他们从旷野进入应许地的那个过程。
They move from station to station.
他们一站一站的往前走。
Progressively they move toward the promised land.
逐渐的他们向着应许地而去。
But along the way, the Lord's hand was heavy on them on many occasions.
但是一路上神的手在许多地方在他们身上是相当的重。
To expose their flesh.
将他们的肉体显明出来。
If the flesh is not exposed, there is no true deliverance.
如果肉体不被显明出来，就不会有真的拯救。
So when our flesh is being exposed, it's not for Him to condemn us, it's for Him to deliver us from it.
所以当我们的肉体被显明出来的时候，不是让他来定我们的罪，乃是要来拯救我们。
So that we can maintain that state of acceptability before Him.
所以我们能够在他面前维持那个稳定的生活。
And so we find all the dealings of God along the way, from both, you know, all along the way.
所以我们看一路上都有神在他们身上的对付。
Now that we can take that and apply on ourselves.
这些我们也可以把它运用在自己我们的身上。
Now is the journey is for our growth.
这一个一路的行程是为着我们的成长
，and is for making us more acceptable to Him along the way，
使我们一路上能够在他眼中更蒙悦纳。
Now, therefore, dealings are necessary.
所以神的对付乃是必要的。
So why all the dealings？
为什么要有这些对付呢
？Okay, why the all the breakdowns？
为什么要有这些的破碎呢
？And why all the emptyings？
为什么要有这些的倒空呢
？Empty is simply to make room for Christ.
乃是为着基督预备更多的地方。
That's right. So the more Christ in us, God, there will be a greater measure of acceptability to Him.
所以，若是基督在我们里面增加了，那么对神而言，我们就有更多的稳定和更多的蒙悦纳。
And so now we know why all the dealings.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们现在看见为什么要有这些的对付。
Yeah, so growth is not for us, the growth is ought to be a delight to Him.
所以成长不仅是为我们，并且是为着他的欢喜。
Now, once I just want to draw your attention to one chapter that's very meaningful to me recently.
我要再请大家留意最近有一段的。经文
Yes, would you turn to the book of Numbers?
好不好请我们翻开民数记
Chapter 7
第七章
We'll read from verse 1
我们从第一节读起
Now it came to pass, when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, that he anointed it and consecrated it, and all its furnishings, and the altars, and all the utensils, so he anointed them and consecrated them.
摩西立完了帐幕，就把帐幕用膏抹了，使它成圣，又把其中的器具和坛，并坛上的器具都抹了，使它成圣。
Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses, who were leaders of the tribes, and over those who were numbered, made an offering.
当天以色列的众首领，就是各族的族长，都来奉献。他们是各支派的首领，管理那些被数的人。
And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts,And 12 oxen, a cart for every two of the leaders, and for each one an ox, and they presented them before the tabernacle.
他们把自己的供物送到耶和华面前，就是六辆棚子车和十二只公牛，每两个首领奉献一辆车，每首领奉献一只牛。他们把这些都奉到帐幕前。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying.Accept this from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你要收下这些，好做会幕的使用，都要照利未人所办的事交给他们。”
Okay, and then we'll read verse 10.
我们再读第十节。
Now the leaders.Offer dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offer their offerings before the altar.
用膏抹坛的日子，首领都来行奉献坛的礼，众首领就在坛前献供物。
For the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offering one leader each day for dedication of the altar.
耶和华对摩西说。众首领为行奉献坛的礼，要每天一个首领来献供物。
And the one who offered, and the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Aminadab, of the tribe of Judah.
头一日献公物的是犹大支派的亚米拿达的儿子拿顺。
His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekel, and one silver bowl of 70 shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as grain offering.
他的供物是一个银盘子，重130舍客勒；一个银碗，重70舍客勒，都是按圣所的平。也都盛满了调油的细面做素祭。
In verse 14, one gold pan, 10 shekel, full of incense.
14节，一个金鱼重十舍客勒，盛满了香。
Now this chapter is one of the longest chapters.
这一章是最长的章的之一。
Okay, and the same thing repeated 12 times.
同一样的事物重复了12次。
Each day the same thing offered.
每一天都献同样的事物。
Exactly repeated for 12 days.
完全一样的重复了12次。
Now why would Holy Spirit take such a detailed thing to cover all those 12 days? And since they are offering at the same, why didn't just say for 12 days they offer all these things?
为什么圣灵要花这么多的功夫仔细的重复的来讲这些事情，而不这样说在十二天中他们就献了这些事？
Now, because it repeat 12 times, it must be very important to God.
因为在这里重复十二次告诉我们说对神而言这是非常重要。
Now, with us, it's very monotonous.
对我们来讲是很单调的。
But with God, there's a real purpose behind it.
但是在神那一面，他有真实的目的。
Okay, now when they offer all these things, they were not prescribed by the Lord.
当他们献这些事物的时候，并不是神指定要他们这样。
But their hearts were moved.
但是他们的心受感动。
They give it voluntarily.
他们是甘心的献上。
For instance, sometimes we want to wait and do what is prescribed and we offer.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候呢，我们所行的乃是神所要的，我们才献上。
But there are times when we are so moved by God, we offer lovingly.
但是也有的时候呢，我们被神如此的感动，我们就在爱中献上。
And so when they offer all these gifts, the Lord told Moses, accept.
所以当他们献上这些礼物的时候，神对摩西说：“你要收下。”
So what is it? Sometimes you don't have to wait until it's prescribed, and then you offer.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不需要等到神来要的时候我们才献。
But when there's true love, there's always willingness to offer anything that will satisfy God.
但是若是那里有真实的爱，有一个甘心，我们愿意把在神使他满足的我们献上。
So if there's love, you don't have to wait until God asks, then you offer.
所以若是有爱的时候，我们就不需要神来要求我们才献。
So when he did not ask, somehow in love we give, that touch his heart.
所以虽然他并没有要，但是我们呢却在爱中献上，这就摸着了神的心。
And so God told Moses, accept.
所以神就对摩西说，你要收下。
Now it's not a small thing for God to accept an offering from us.It is not a small thing for God to accept something from us.
若是神从我们手中收下一些事物，那岂是小事呢？
Yeah, so it's a big thing.
那是一件大事。
Okay, I'll just share a couple of things. Silver vessels.
我要和大家分享几件事情。第一是银的器具。
Okay. Now the size of the vessel will not mention.
这一个器皿的大小尺寸没有提到。
But the weight.Was mentioned.
但是却提了它的重量。
For instance, God satisfies what's real in us when we offer that back to Him.
神，他能够在我们里面真实的献上的时候，神能够得着满足。
It is not the volume that we offer, but it is the quality that we offer.
不是我们所献上的量有多少，而是我们献上的值有多少。
So silver speaks of redemption.
银子说到救赎。
So what is of redemption is acceptable to God.
所以从救赎出来的，在神的眼中是可悦纳。
And of course we know the silver must be purified.
我们也知道这个银子必须是炼净的。
And also after pure, it must be shaped to be a vessel, proper vessel.
不仅 被炼尽了，并且他要制作打成那个合适的器皿。
And that's what God is doing with all of us.
那乃是神在我们每一个人身上所做的
工作。We are all redeemed.
我们都是蒙救赎的。
But the process of making us acceptable to Him, we need to go through a process.
但是是那个使我们在他面前成为可悦纳的那个过程，我们都要经过。
We need to be purified.
我们都需要被洁净。
We need to be refined.
我们都需要被炼净。
And we need to be formed into the perfect vessel that can give Him the glory.
我们都需要被制作成为合适的器皿，来彰显他的荣耀。
That's what God is looking for.
这乃是神所寻找的。
We may not all go to be Levites.
我们都被呼召成为利未。
We may not be called to be Levites.
我们可能都不被称作是利未人。
But in love, we can all offer something that's acceptable in His sight.
但是在爱中，我们都可以献上在他眼中可悦纳的祭物。
And God treasures that.
神宝贵那。
And so we find this chapter, all these 12 days, it's the same thing mentioned.
所以在这一章圣经里面，我们看见了十二天中。每一件同样的事情都提到。
Why repeat 12 times?
为什么要重复12次呢？
Because they are very important in God's sight.
因为在神的眼中看是非常的重要。
My sister, may we all be those vessels in His hand.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿我们每一个在他的手中都是那个器皿。
And my sister, because the vessel is more important than the things that we offer up to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，那一个器皿比我们所献上的事物要更重要。
He's after the vessel, not so much what we can do, what we can give to Him.
他所要的乃是那个器皿，而不是我们能够为他做什么。
If the vessel is right, the content will be right.
若那个器皿是对的，那里面的内容也就是对的。
And so, brothers, this chapter recently really touched me deeply.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一章圣经最近呢，实在深深的感动了。
Because what they offer will not prescribe in the scripture.
因为我们所献上的并不是圣经里面所要的。
What they offer will not prescribe by the law of Moses. Let me put it that way.
或许这样说，他们所献上的并不是神告诉摩西要他们献的。
But out of their love, pure love for God, God said accept.
乃是从他们里面那纯净向着神的爱，所以神就悦纳了他们。
And so, but God is not after we do so much for Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神并不是要我们来为他做许多的事。
He is after our heart.
他乃是要我们的心。
If the heart is right, all the other things are right.
若是我们的心是对的，那么其他的事物都是对的。
If the heart is wrong, nothing is right.
若是我们的心是错的。那么没有一件事是对的。
And so we find in the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers.
所以我们在利未记和民数记里。
All the dealings.
所有的对付。
All the purification.
所有的洁净。
All the cleansing.
所有的洗净。
All the things that we need to avoid.
所有那些事物我们要逃避的。
It is to keep us in a state that we can be acceptable in His sight.
乃是保守我们在一个光景里面，我们能够在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
And this acceptableness must be on the constant increase.
而这一个可悦纳的，应该是一不住增长的。
Because when we come to the 28th chapter of the book of Numbers,
因为当我们来到民数记二十八章的时候
，because there are besides the regular offerings, there are all the additional offerings.
在那个。通常所献的祭物中，还有再加上的献祭。
So the more Christ we have, the more we have Christ to offer back to God.
若是我们有更多的基督，我们就有更多的基督可以献给神。
And that is what God is after.
那乃是神所要得着的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，We are created for the purpose of being acceptable to Him.
我们乃是照着神的目的，就是要我们在他眼中可蒙悦纳，来被受造的。
And he will not accept anything less than that.
若是比这个少，他就不能够接受。
And that's why he's dealing with us.
那乃是为什么他要对付我们
？Reduce us.
要把我们降。 要减少
，as for his increase，
好叫他能够增加
，so that Christ may be all in all，
好叫基督是一切，并且在一切之内。
And when Christ is all in all，
当基督是一切又在一切之内
，then we know will be fully acceptable in his sight。
那我们才知道，我们在他的眼中是完全可悦纳的。
Let me just share a couple of verses of scripture, if I may。
好，让我再和大家分享几处的经文。
Let me just find my notes. Okay. Galatians 4.
加拉太书第四章。
These are some very familiar verses.
这是几处我们非常熟悉的经文。
Galatians 4:19.
加拉太书第四章十九节。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is formed in you.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
What was the object of Paul's ministry?
使徒保罗他执事的目标是什么呢
？You know, I know some workers.
我知道有一些工人。
The size of their gathering is very important to them.
他们聚会的那个大小对他们而言是非常的重要。
So to them, their success or their being acceptable in God's sight is measured by the size of the gathering.
所以对他们而言，他们能否是否成功，或者在神的眼中是否可悦纳，乃是照着他们聚会大小的那个度量。
But that was not Paul's way.
那却不是保罗的道路。
Paul's ministry.
保罗的执事。
Paul's offering of himself in the work of God.
保罗在神的工作中将他所献上的。
Is to, as we read here, that until Christ may be formed in you.
在这里我们所读到的乃是，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Okay, put it in the way we're sharing tonight.
用我们今天晚上所交通的方式来说。
Paul has the heart of God.
保罗有神那样的心。
Paul, one of those who ministered to.That Christ, that they will be acceptable in God's sight.
保罗盼望他所服侍的对象，他们在神的眼中是可悦纳的。
But is that the object of our love for the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，那是不是我们向着神爱的那个目标呢
？Let's look another verse.
让我们再读另一处的经文。
Okay, Colossians 1.
哥罗西书第一章
，and verse 28 and 29。
我们读二十八、二十九节。
Paul said, "Christ we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus."
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前
Paul's ministry always has God's end in view
保罗的侍奉总是把神的目的放在眼前
That's why he said I want to make everybody present every man perfect in Christ Jesus
那是为什么他这样说？要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
My teaching, my warning.
我的教训，我的警戒。
Is to make you perfect in Christ Jesus.
乃是要使你们在基督耶稣里面成为完全。
Because God's standard for all of us. That is God's standard for all of us.
那乃是神对着我们每一个人的标准。
Without that, God will not accept.
若是没有这一个， 那么神就不能够悦纳我们。
His standard is absolute.
他的标准乃是绝对的。
And then, Second Corinthians chapter 11.
然后我们再看哥林多后书第十一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
The last half.
第二节的后半段。
Yeah. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Paul's ministry is governed by what God wants for himself.
保罗的侍奉乃是被神他为自己要得着的那件事物所管制的。
Because Paul wanted to serve in such a way that the fruit of his labor will be acceptable in God's sight.
因为保罗这样侍奉，好使他侍奉的那个果子在神的眼中是完全可悦纳的。
Now that could be applied to our local gathering.
那个也可以运用在我们各地的聚会。
It can be applied to our individual growth.
也可以运用在我们个人的成长。
Why do we grow?
为什么我们要成长？
It's for to be acceptable in His sight.
乃是要使我们在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
Why do we gather when we gather?
为什么我们要这样子来聚集？
Because we want our gathering to be acceptable to Him.
因为我们盼望这样的聚集在他眼中是可悦纳的。
If He cannot accept,
若是他不能够接受，
it is shame to us.
那乃是我们的羞耻。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我。
And finally,
最后，
Ephesians 5,
以弗所书第五章，
verse 27,
第二十七节。
If we are all faithful to God,
若是我们向神是忠心的。
Whether individually or corporately,
无论是个人或者是团体的。
Whatever we do, we have this desire to satisfy His heart.
不论我们做什么，我们有一个意愿要满足他的心。
Whatever we do will be found acceptable in His sight.
不论我们做什么，我们要在他眼中看是可悦纳的。
And in the end,
到了最后，
we'll find this in chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 27.
我们可以从以弗所书第五章二十七节里看见。
The end of our sacrifice, the end of our work, the end of our love for Him, for each other, is that He may sanctify, is that He may present herself to Himself, that He may present her to Himself, a glorious church, without having such wrinkle or such thing.But she should be holy without blemish.
我们献上祭物，我们所有的侍奉，我们的工作，乃是在二十七节说到，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等内的病。
Because it's all unto Him.
因为这一切都是归给他的。
It's all for Him.
乃是为着他的。
And so, in the end.That he might present her to himself.
所以到最后，我们可以将自己献给他。
A corporate bride that's perfectly acceptable to him.
乃是一个团体的新妇新娘，可以献给他，在他的眼中是可悦纳的。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what we for tonight.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些乃是。今天晚上所交通
is enough.
我想这已经足够了。
And then if the Lord willing,
若是主许可，
Thursday morning,
星期四的早晨，
then we'll share the ways that we can be acceptable to Him.
我们要交通到我们可以蒙他悦纳的那个道路。
Because what He wants, He also provides the way.
因为他所要求的他一定会预备那个道路。
And thank God for that.
我们为此感谢神。
So let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your presence with us.
父啊，为着你与我们同在，我们感谢你。
We had to confess.
我们要承认。
Human words are so inadequate.
人的话语是何等的不合适。
We pray that you will speak beyond human words.
我们求你在人的话语之上，你来说话。
And speak to the depths of our hearts.
并且说在我们心的深处。
We pray that after this week,
我们求你在这个星期之后，
we will come to discover,
我们要发现，
that we are all made to be acceptable to you.
我们都被做成能够在你眼中是可悦纳的。
May we be willing to give ourselves totally to him.
我们都甘心乐意的完全把自己献上。
That you may accomplish your work.
好叫你能够完成你的工作。
In the end, your heart will be satisfied.
在最后，你的心能够得着满足。
We give you all the praise.
我们将一切的赞美归给你。
We know the good work which you have begun.
我们知道你已经开始了那善功。
And we know one day you will surely accomplish it.
我们知道有一日你一定要完成那工作。
And we give you all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。
Christ's precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。阿门。